is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us in New York City. Thank you for listening wherever you might be. The JR Sport Brief Show gets started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. If you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've already talked about a lot. We got into the fact that Shedeur Sanders isn't going to work out at the NFL Combine. Why should he? His last name is Sanders. He's projected to be the first to second QB selected. Why risk it and have your stock drop? It's a business. Speaking of dropping, Joel Embiid, well, his body didn't hit the ground, but he's still hurt. What else is new? The 76ers might shut him down for the season. Joel Embiid has been alluding to eventually needing a procedure to get right. But when has he ever been right? Never consistently. Never. Never. We talked about Giancarlo Stanton, not right for the New York Yankees, despite it being February. His elbow's hurt. Good for him. Well, not good for him. Good luck in recovery. I'm not wishing injury on Giancarlo Stanton. And then speaking of New York, we had a great conversation with Christian Winfield of the New York Daily News to talk about the New York Knicks, who are good enough to be good, not good enough to win no championship. Matthew Stafford is looking for a new contract. Is it going to come with the Rams? We'll see. Yes, I think they'll figure something out. Anyway, we have so much more to get into. Right before we went to break, talked about Alexander Ovechkin. Could be on a hot streak. Could be breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time goals record sooner than later. Well, before the season is up. He got 25 games left. And so we have a whole lot more to get into as we continue on. You want to be a part of the show? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And how about this? I mentioned Shedeur Sanders. Ryan Konigsberg is going to join us, who covers all things Buffaloes. DNVR Buffs, he's going to come through and be here with us next hour. Get his thoughts on where Shedeur stands, where he might land. Is he being, and this is the time of the year when you start getting to combine and draft time. I don't care what sport it is. Everybody's getting picked apart. What they can do, what they can't do. Well, we'll have that conversation with Ryan next hour. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Call me 855-212-4227. I do want to get into this. As we talked about teams trying to compete for championships and what certain teams want to do, what they're attempting to do, and what have you, we have to briefly talk about the team that actually just won a championship. We have to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles. They're the champs, right? They got a great young defense. They got a great young quarterback. They have great offensive weapons. Nothing stopping the Philadelphia Eagles from potentially running it back and winning another title next year. We know how difficult it is for anybody to go out there and repeat. They got the pieces. They have the elements. And one thing that the Philadelphia Eagles have that a lot of teams don't have is one play in particular called the tush push. Now, you've heard of this. I know you have. You got Jalen Hurts' ball gets snapped directly to him, and they're basically pushing his ass over the goal line, pushing him over the marker to get a first down. Whatever the hell it is, they're moving that man. And a lot of people have said that this is a controversial play. It's not a football play. I mean, football's a violent game. Why the hell not? I mean, you might recall in that game against Washington, you had Frankie Louvu, who, Hickey, how many times did he jump? About six times, it felt like? I don't even know.
I was going to say at least four, bare minimum, and it got to the point where, I mean, I've never seen this before. You keep on jumping. Automatic touchdown.
Right?
Crazy.
It's like, let's treat this like it's the backyard, you know? It's going to start awarding points if you don't start acting right. And so people are looking at the play and they're going, well, what are we doing here? We've had plenty of goal line plays and we see it all over the league. No one has been as successful at this goal line push than the Eagles. 86% success rate over the past 2 years. So if they got a yard to get, 86% of the time, they're going to have success. The success rate for all other teams in trying to, you know, get that 1 yard in the NFL is closer to 70%. Somehow, some way, the Eagles get this done. It doesn't matter whether or not Kelce is playing center or Cam Jurgens. They're getting the job done. So much so that the tush push is so damn famous that they're talking about this on late night shows. What was it, last week, a week and a half? You have these Super Bowl champs, Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley. They were sitting down with Jimmy Fallon, and even they were making fun of it. Listen to this.
Is that what you call it?
It's not what I call it.
It's not what you call it.
It's
no.
Not what I call it.
What do you call it?
You know, I'm not going to say what I call it, but it's
okay,
not,
but it's not.
You know, everybody is came up with their own name for it.
Yeah.
The brotherly sub, the tush push, all these different things. It's not that.
It's not that. No. Okay.
I was shocked, too, because when I got there, I known as the tush push, but I didn't know if that's what it would be called, but I thought it was called that, and it's not called a tush push, actually.
No. What is your role in the quote-unquote tush push?
I think I have the easiest job, to be honest. I think I'm the one who pushes the tush.
Okay, look at that. Everybody's having fun. It's all fun and games. Let's make jokes about pushing one guy's ass over the line, you know, to get a yard. Great, great jokes all the way around. They won a championship. Everything is all fun and games for the Philadelphia Eagles. There's a team that doesn't find any of this to be fun and games. The Green Bay Packers are trying to kill the tush push. We found out that there's one NFL team that has issued a proposal to ban it this upcoming season. Well, it was anonymous, but let's be real. It was reported it was the Packers and their CEO and president, Mark Murphy. He pretty much said that the play is garbage. He's like, it's not even a football play. He says, quote, there is no skill involved, and it is almost an automatic first down on plays of a yard or less. I would like to see the league prohibit pushing or aiding the runner, the quarterback, on this play. There used to be a rule prohibiting this, but it is no longer enforced. I believe it was thought to be too hard for the officials to see. The play is bad for the game, and we should go back to prohibiting the push of the runner. Continues on, because why not? This would bring back the tradition, or the traditional quarterback sneak. That worked pretty well for Bart Starr and the Packers in the Ice Bowl. Way to pat the Packers on the back. You don't want to know who does the complaining? People who can't do it. He said, like if it was so damn easy and there was no skill involved, then everybody else would be doing it. I get it. Not everybody has a quarterback who can squat 1 million pounds like Jalen Hurts. Not everybody got a freak back there, and he just got there in Saquon Barkley. But if it was so damn easy, why don't other people do it? If it was so bad, why don't y'all try it? Can Jordan Love, is he not strong enough to go over? Is he not strong enough to have his tush pushed? And why is there one team looking to kill it off? Where's everybody else? There's 30 other teams in the league. Like, don't ban something. Just send everybody out there. They ain't breaking no rules. Not hurting anybody. Why are they the only team doing it? Cooper DeJean. One half of the, Hickey, what are they? The Amazing Whites? Is that what they are?
You know it.
I got to put that in context before I get in trouble, huh? Like, JR's talking about the Amazing Whites on the radio. Cooper DeJean, he was asked about this on CBS Sports HQ. Pretty much. Hey, how do you feel about the potential of this being banned? The fact that the Packers are being haters. Listen to this.
I don't think it should. I think it's, you know, it's a physical, really physical football play. And, you know, it's almost unstoppable. So, I mean, you just got to find ways to stop it. Luckily, they don't run it in practice against us. So we don't have to go up against it. But, you know, I feel bad for the other teams that have to see that.
I bet. And how the fact that Murphy can say that there's no skill involved, obviously there is. Other teams aren't trying it. Ryan Clark, ESPN. Man, he didn't have to defend Jalen Hurts. Didn't have to dive over no line of scrimmage trying to stop a quarterback from a sneak where he's getting pushed. Ryan Clark said the same thing I did and the same thing that Cooper DeJean said. There's no reason for the NFL to ban the play.
Instead of actually coaching, let's run away from coaching and try to outlaw this play. It's dumb and it's soft. And to be honest, like when you look at the actual play and the way that they run it, it's actually more difficult for them to practice it, to do it the amount of times that they do. And unless it's a player health and safety decision, you don't take it out of the game.
Yeah, I don't. They're the only team. This is not something that's rampant across the NFL. The tush push isn't something that teams are abusing all over the league. And there's one team doing it, and it's the Eagles. So why should we take something away that one team is having success with? There ain't no problem. It's no issue. This is not trying to figure out the kickoff situation and where we need to kick off the ball and where we need to put the ball. This is not that. This is not trying to decide whether or not there's a pass interference issue that needs to be, you know, reviewed via replay. This is one team that is beating the hell out of everybody else. And the Green Bay Packers want to say, let's ban it. Yeah, you just might as well shut up and kill the proposal. Worry about what you do. I don't know, figure out some fancy ass play that Jordan Love can execute instead of worrying about why the champs are winning. It seems like a waste of time. And a waste of energy. Find something better to do. Hey, how about this? Find the Green Bay Packers a number one wide receiver who can stay healthy. Do that first. Killing the tush push. It just seems like a lazy excuse. This is that kid in class, I don't know, asking for homework, reminding the teacher that we didn't get home. The Green Bay Packers don't get brownie points for any of this. They still got to go out onto the field. And how about this? How about y'all beat the Eagles? Do that. Complaining about the tush push. Hickey, it's all lame to me. One team complaining and it's them. They sound weak.
I agree. I totally agree. Just figure out a way to stop it. If it's so easy and takes no talent or skill whatsoever, why can't your defense, why can't any defense slow it down? I'm with Ryan Clark. It sounds soft. I'm with you. It just sounds pathetic that, like, oh, you can't beat it, so let's just get rid of it because we don't have an answer for it. Every great there's a way to stop every single great play. Figure it out.
Yeah.
That's your job. Defensive coordinators, you are literally getting paid to stop opposing offenses, including this play. Figure it out or find someone who knows how to figure it out.
I wonder what the sentiment is in the Packers locker room. You know, I don't think play, and it doesn't matter what locker room, but specifically the Packers, their players, they probably don't care. They're like, is it fun to go against? Yeah, no, whatever, but we got to go and do it anyway. And so it's just ironic that you have an executive who's sitting up in a suite who doesn't have to go out there and bust ass. That's the one saying, oh, no, we need to ban this. It's not fair. They have so much success with it. It's not fair. Like, just shut up. I don't think the players give a damn. They're the ones who have to play. They're the ones who have to go up against it. And so to hear an owner and make this case, I highly doubt that players were going, hey, come here, Mark, come here. Can you do us a favor? We hate the tush push. Can you bring it up in the competition committee to see if they can ban it? There is no way in hell I see that happening. It's just, I'm not going to go as far to say it's sad, but for a sport that's built on aggression and violence and still entertainment, give the people something to watch. Leave the tush push alone. I mean, it's getting attention. It's getting notoriety on late night comedy shows. Not that they're the same popularity that they were, I don't know, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago. But you get my drift. Leave the tush push alone. And for the Packers, find something to do to win yourselves. And start there and do that. Worrying about what other people doing in their house. Stop them. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. It's real simple. Should the NFL ban the tush push? I think not. I think the Packers are being kind of weak, if you ask me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, the Eagles won a championship. There's a team in Los Angeles. Their fans are pretty hyped about what they can do as well. When we come back, we'll talk about the Los Angeles Lakers. Phone lines are open. We have so much more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Who would have known that one singular play would get the people going? We're talking about the tush push. The Green Bay Packers don't want it. The Green Bay Packers want to get rid of the tush push. Apparently, they're the only NFL team that wants to do so. Yes, they're the only NFL team complaining about a play that is successful 86% of the time for the Philadelphia Eagles. Green Bay Packers CEO President Mark Murphy says there's no skill required and it's not a football play. We need to go back to the way it was, where you couldn't push and pull and move the quarterback like that. Come on, man. It's been like 20 years. Get over it. It sounds like a whining ass crybaby. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Scott is here from Milwaukee. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Scott?
How you doing, JR? First time caller, long time listener. You're awesome. Love your show.
Thank you.
JR, this is not a football play, my friend. This is rugby. You're not supposed to push the running back. The running back, quarterback, who's ever running the ball, is supposed to find a hole behind the blockers. He's not supposed to be pushed. He's not supposed to be. This is not football. It's rugby. And that's all I pretty much have to add on this.
So why is there? So why has it been allowed for almost 20 years now? Why is
it hasn't been allowed for 20 years. We just recently allowed pushing running backs with linebackers. I mean, come on. That's not football. The running back is supposed to carry the ball.
Well, hold on, Scott. You done?
I am, my friend.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. You're not
fired up.
Well, what are you fired up about? Are you getting your ass whooped on a football field? Why are you so passionate about this?
Well, I mean, I never liked it from the get-go when they allowed pushing running backs, quarterbacks,
stop and listen, okay?
Okay.
It became legal to push. We ain't talking about running backs. It became legal to push the quarterback in 2005. More recently, they allowed the running back to now come from behind, a yard behind him, the quarterback, and push him. And so we've had different variations of what is legal and not legal here. My question to you is, if you consider this to be strictly a rugby play and not an NFL play, why has the NFL allowed it for so long? And why do we have one team in the NFL that's complaining about it? One, not all of them, one. Why is it allowed?
Well, one team has finally spoke up about it.
I mean,
one team is, it just so happens I'm a Packer fan, obviously, here in Milwaukee. But no, seriously, the running back is supposed to run the ball behind
Scott,
the blockers.
Okay, Scott, we ain't talking about, you keep bringing up running backs. We ain't talking about running backs. We're talking about the quarterback. This is what makes this play so unique. It's the quarterback who gets the ball. And as we heard from Saquon Barkley, he's the one who's doing the pushing. He is shoving his ass over the line of scrimmage. And I got to tell you, as someone who doesn't sit down all day and watch rugby, it's not at the top of my damn list. I've been exposed to rugby. Shout outs to the U.S. Women's National Rugby Team. They actually had me on a pitch and showed me some moves. They did. Hickey, them women threw me up in the air. It was great. It was fun.
That's pretty cool.
It was a lot of fun. I did it in Brazil in the Olympics.
Wow.
I feel proud of myself. I met the U.S. Women's Rugby Team at the Olympics in Brazil. A lot of fun. But besides that, man, when I sit down and watch football, you know what I want to see? The same thing everybody else does. I want to see organized violence. To pick apart what is a rugby play according to who? You? Like, if it's a rugby play, let's just take the helmets off the guys. Come on now. Complaining for no damn reason here. We got one team that came to his senses? No. We got one whining-ass crybaby team, and that's the Packers. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Sam is here from Pittsburgh. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Sam?
Hey, JR. I just wanted to say to the Packers, and it comes to the Tush Push, would they like some cheese with their wine?
Oh, boy. Is that it? That's all you got? They complainers?
I'm a big fan of, like, don't complain, get better. If you can't stop it, figure it out.
Yeah. I hear you, Sam. I'm in the same boat, just complaining, whining babies. Joe is calling from Birmingham. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Joe?
What's up, JR? And no, I'm not out repoing cars tonight, my man.
You're not doing what tonight?
Last time I talked to you, you said I was out repoing cars. I was a repo man.
You were the repo man. You're really an accountant, right? That's what you do? You're an accountant?
I'm a lab tech.
Oh, a lab tech? Wait, what does that mean? You're like looking at urine?
No, actually, I'm making car parts, and I'm testing the parts before they go out.
Oh, you're a lab tech. Oh, for vehicles.
You're checking
different type of fluids.
Yeah.
Okay, good for you. Good.
Hey, my man, the push, if it was skill, why the hell ain't everybody else doing it?
Yeah.
And number two, if you watched the very first black and white footballs, every play was basically a push. like the man said before, figure it out.
Okay.
He's a crybaby. They weren't crying last year when Philly lost, seven games at the end of the year in a row, whatever they lost. He wasn't crying then, was he?
Well, yeah. And you know what?
Got his ass kicked this year, he crying.
Yeah, and he won a championship, so now it's the worst thing ever. Yeah. Thank you, Joe.
It's not like they do it, four times a game? That's it, maybe? Three?
Well, listen, if they need a 1 yard, we know what they're doing. They get the job done.
You're right about that, and good thing Vegas don't put odds out on that, because it's going to be they get wiped out.
Yeah. I think there's a reason why we know that one. Now, thank you, Joe. Hey, have fun with them cards and the fluids, okay?
Not the fluids, just the metal, my man.
The who?
The metal parts.
The metal parts? Okay, lab tech for metal, not fluids.
No fluids.
Okay, that's just a me thing. Thank you, Joe.
I appreciate you. I test Mercedes parts. That's what I test.
You test Mercedes parts. Okay. So do you sell the parts illegally on the side?
Man, as much parts as they turn away, I could have probably built 100 cars.
Okay. All right. Well, you're close by to me, so we may have to figure out a hustle, all right?
2.5 hours. Come see me.
Yeah, listen. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about it on the radio any more than I did. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you.
Come see me. See you, JR.
All right. Bye. Hickey, that guy's a terrible criminal. He is. A terrible criminal. He's not repossessing cars. Don't believe that one bit. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Charlie is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing this evening? First-time caller, love the show. Hey,
thanks.
Look, any person, woman, man who's played rugby knows where this play's coming from. It's a ruck. You try to ruck over, okay? But it's a modified ruck over for, NFL football. So some smart person from the Eagles, right? Now, I'm a Ravens fan, okay? But some smart person from the Eagles figured it out. And if you look at the angles of the offense,
okay,
they get real low and crouch down.
Yeah,
I want you to look at some YouTube stuff from rugby. They call it a ruck over, and they in rugby, they drop it down on the pitch in the center. You use your feet, and you go at each other. But it can be stopped by a defense that knows what they're doing and is trained in how to stop this play. They're going to have to get somebody in there from, let's say, the New Zealand All Blacks or the USA rugby team and show these boys what to do. I'm totally fine with it being an NFL play.
Okay.
I think you're going to see more and more folks, maybe a tight end or so, getting involved. You know, I'm not as familiar with the lineup of football. I love the game. I love the sport. I watch it. But this is rugby 101, truly.
Okay. Well, we had another guy who said the same thing. I guess y'all on two opposite ends of the spectrum. He goes, "This is rugby. I don't like it." And you say it's rugby. You say you got no problem with it. So I guess we're on a 50-50 there. Hey, thank you, Charlie, for calling from Baltimore. 855-212-4227. We got Kevin calling up from Pennsylvania. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kevin?
Hello?
Yeah, you're live on the radio. How are you, Kevin?
Great, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, so as far as the topic that you're on, you know, it's real simple to me. If you can't stop it, you lose, you know? So go, you know, I'm not an Eagles fan. I'm a Steeler fan, but okay. I would say, you know.
It's not good.
There's no reason that play should be illegal.
Yeah, I'm with you. What else you got?
You just gotta figure out how to stop it.
Yeah, I hear you. What else is up?
Well, here's the thing. So this is something I've been wanting to call for a long time about. And it is not an attack on you in any way, but it is in some ways an attack on your entire profession.
Oh, my God.
Not that I think that it's not a good profession. I'm happy to have sports broadcasters.
Here we go.
But yeah, I think it's either ignorance or it's a conspiracy.
Oh, boy.
And I'm not sure which, so I'll ask you.
Get to the point quickly. Go ahead.
Okay. The greatest dynasty in NCAA sports history is the current Penn State wrestling team.
Yeah, we've heard about
that. I have never once heard mention of college wrestling on any sport broadcast anywhere. Do you know how good they are?
Yeah, you know why? Because our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, who attended Penn State University, has brought this up plenty of times, yes. He's brought it up on the radio. He has, yes. It's been discussed
right
on the airwaves. Yes, it has.
I'm glad to hear it, and I appreciate you letting me put it out there because, you know, Penn State is about to win their 12th in the last 14 national wrestling title this year. 12 out of 14. I don't know if anyone else has touched that.
Do you understand on a national level, there's probably more widespread interest in the WWE than Penn State wrestling? You understand that, right?
And that is the sad statement on this country. People would rather watch fake sports than real sports, you know?
Is it fake or is it scripted?
I mean, same difference.
It is
scripted.
Okay, I'll ask Cody Rhodes the next time. Well, we all know it's scripted. I'll ask Cody
right.
Rhodes the next time I talk to him, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, but what Penn State wrestling is doing,
I
think who else would compare?
Kevin, yeah. we know where Olympic-style mat wrestling falls on the pecking order of sports in America. Like, what are you shocked? Are you shocked or surprised? You just wanted to make a point.
Well, what I'm trying to do is advocate for a little more PR for the toughest athletes in the world.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah, no. If people cared, people would care. I mean, I couldn't tell you who competed in the Olympics and what did we just leave of France? I couldn't tell you. Where's Jordan Burroughs at? Like, I don't know. Come on.
Yeah, didn't do so well this year.
There you go. And people barely care about that every 4 years. You want us, and I don't want to speak for everybody, but you want us to dedicate time to collegiate wrestling? We don't talk about March Madness until about now. Like, it's
sure.
Come
but
on
I mean,
now.
But wrestling's
okay.
been going on for four months.
Well, Kevin, let me ask. Hickey, can I ask Kevin a question? Is that okay? I have a very important question.
I hope so.
Kevin, what do you do for fun? What do you do for fun?
For fun?
Yeah, what do you do for fun?
I mean, I'm a big fan of wrestling. I play a little poker. you know, whatever.
Okay, you like wrestling? Okay, so because you like something, everybody else has to, too?
Well, I mean, it's more about marketing. I think there's a lot of people that love
this sport. No, it's not about... Yeah, there are a lot of people, but not enough, okay? You know what I like to do for fun, Kevin?
Tell me.
You want to know? I just like to walk. I like to walk.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
There's a lot of people who like to walk. You want to know what's exciting about my walk to other people?
I get it.
Nothing. Not a damn thing. Unless you're walking with me and we shooting a you-know-what. There's nothing exciting about me walking. Hey, this is what I'll do, Kevin. There's a lot of people who like walking. Tomorrow, yeah. I'm going to open up my show and I'm going to tell people about, if I can walk tomorrow, probably not, I'm going to tell people about my walk. I want to see how exciting that is for the people, okay?
Well, there's something to be said for small talk, but
let me tell you something, Kevin.
Yeah.
Small talk isn't what we do. It's not.
Right. But winning.
So No. We don't care. No, it doesn't matter. Not in wrestling. You got to find something that a lot of people care about. I can't make people care about anything. People are inclined to like what they like. You like wrestling? God bless you. And thank you. We talked about wrestling. Hickey, we don't have to talk about wrestling for another, next year.
What?
Have we filled in the quota? No?
Big Ten tournament's coming up here. Nationals are in a few weeks. This is when it just gets going.
I will talk about wrestling if you get on the mat and you compete. Okay?
I don't think Kale Sanderson needs my wrestling or skills or lack thereof.
Hickey, I appreciate Kevin. I do appreciate the call. I'm giving him a hard time. You know what I'm going to do, Hickey? I'm gonna contact the WWE, and I'm going to get one of their wrestlers on this show just for Kevin. That's what I'm going to do. Who should I get on? I don't know. Is there some of these guys? A lot of them have been Olympian. A lot of these guys are like supreme athletes or have been. Hickey, did you know Elijah Holyfield, the Vandis kid, is training to be a WWE wrestler?
Oh, yeah. He was a. Oh.
He played running back.
At Georgia, right?
Yeah. Well, did he go to Georgia? Yeah, you got me thinking. Yeah. He was in Georgia. And then he played for the Panthers, too. Yeah.
And now he's going to the WWE.
He's trying out.
A lot of those guys are athletes. Great athletes.
Oh, they're soccer players and gymnasts. Come on, Kevin Caller from Pennsylvania, Kurt Angle? Come on now. He's one of the greatest Olympians of all time. And then he still suplex you in a WWE ring. Come on now. And shout outs to wrestling. I like all sports, but what am I going to do? Talk about wrestling? Who cares? Some guy in San Diego care about that? Come on, I got to cast a wide net here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm going to get some more of your calls. And we talk about global champs here, nationally recognized champs, maybe champs, like the Los Angeles Lakers. We'll get into the Lakers. I'll get some more of your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm going to get into the Los Angeles Lakers. Yeah, I know this is when bad meets evil, I think. I think that's the song. Hickey, is that what this is? Bad meets evil? Eminem and Dr. Dre, I think.
The song listed here says Guilty Conscience.
Oh, you're right.
By Eminem.
And Dr. Dre. Yeah, I know all the words to this song, regrettably. Interesting. You said Guilty Conscience?
That's what it's labeled here as.
Okay, yeah. I'm trying to find a tie into what we're going to talk about, but there's nothing guilty about the Dallas Cowboys, right? Nothing? No?
Well, guilty of doing a bad job for a while, yeah. Guilty as charged.
So let's go ahead and hit the trifecta. Earlier in the show, we talked about the New York Yankees. Well, specifically Giancarlo Stanton, his elbow's hurt. I'm about to tell you about the Dallas Cowboys. And next hour, we can go ahead and give the Los Angeles Lakers a pat on the back. We can do that. That was the 90s trifecta for front runners. Lakers, Cowboys, Yankees. Dallas Cowboys are saying crazy things again. We just talked about the Eagles, the team that just won the Super Bowl. something that the Dallas Cowboys haven't done in about 30 years? Well, everybody's favorite, I guess he's a favorite son, Stephen Jones, was having a chat publicly with the media. And he had the nerve to come out of his mouth and encourage, or maybe lie, to Dallas Cowboy fans about what took place last year and their lack of aggression in the offseason, that big old signing of Ezekiel Elliott, and to give fans some hope for this offseason. If you're a Cowboys fan, tell me if you've heard this one before. After listening to Micah Parsons tell everybody he hopes the Dallas Cowboys are aggressive and spend some money, Stephen Jones, the son of Jerry, says that they will be selectively aggressive in free agency. Listen to the son of Jerry Jones.
We're going to look at everything we can. We're going to be selectively aggressive. We obviously, you know, there's things in this league you have to, you know, you have certain amount of resources they allow you to have. And, you know, we'll look at that. But we're going to try to improve our football team. Not try, we're going to improve our football team. And, you know, we expect to have success next year.
Okay. All right. What big old free agent they plan on bringing in? T. Higgins got tagged. They going to sign Trey Smith to protect Dak Prescott? Doubt it. They going to bring on Milton Williams from, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles? Doubt it. They going to bring in a quarterback? Oh, they don't need one. Oh, that's right. They're paying Sam Darnold $60 million a year. Like, what is selectively being aggressive? I don't know. They're going to get some help at the corner spot. They bringing in DJ Reed. Amari Cooper. I don't know. Like, what are we doing here? Dallas Cowboys selectively aggressive sounds like we ain't going to do nothing. Sounds like a bunch of lies. And so if we go back to this past offseason, the big signing was Ezekiel Elliott. Stephen Jones was asked if he has any regrets from last season. Listen to this.
Trying to think the best way to say this, but you know, I'm not making excuses. At the end of the day, no excuses. But you know, when you have the injuries we had, it's difficult. And so you know, you just that makes it hard. And we're gonna obviously look at everything we do in terms of you know, how we go about making this team better, how we improve the roster, and you always look for ways to improve, and that's what we're going to do.
Man, he ain't answered a question. Ain't nobody asked you about no injuries last year. Asked you if you had any regrets with how the offseason went. What did you do last offseason? Besides get bullied by, well, you didn't get bullied. You made a dumbass decision having to pay your wide receiver $35 million. That's your fault. Wait until the last minute. This is like some, the Dallas Cowboys treat their own free agents like people trying to buy airline tickets. They tell you buy your airline tickets early so you don't get hit with the cost later on. The Dallas Cowboys are a bunch of dumbasses. They're the one in the group trip, the family trip. It's just like, did you buy your tickets yet? No. Yeah, my ticket only costs $250. By the time you wait, yours is going to go up to $400 and $450. Dallas Cowboys are dummies. And then they wonder why they don't got no more money to spend when they're on a trip. Idiots. They ain't going to do nothing this year. You heard it from me first. That's not a revelation either. 855-212-4227. D is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR.
That would be me, D. What's up?
What's up, man? Hey. I ain't gonna hate on you, man, but listen. Do you have a brother, the dude who do football on the NFL with Ocho or something? Are y'all related?
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
The guy who do football, let's just
get this out the way. I don't have a brother who publicly does anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that help or hurt? Is that okay? Is that all right? I'm not related to you, am I? We're not related, are we?
You've been looking at me? Yeah, I've been checking you out.
Oh, okay. Hickey,
not
I can't.
Not like that, though. Not like that. But no, Hickey, no, I just want to say you're doing a nice job, bro.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm not going to hate on you. I was just. But the guy, y'all look, y'all resemble, man. Y'all can go for like twins, man. That's what. That's all. I was trying to put a little humor into the sports world. But anyway, the guy, okay. You look just like him. The one to be bashing Lamar Jackson, the one who switched his vote.
I'm not. I don't. Well, hold on. We got to hit the break. Hickey, I'm frozen. Put him on hold. Thank you for the kind words. Hickey, what was that guy's name? The computer froze at the worst possible time.
D in Baltimore.
Well, thank you, D, for calling from Baltimore. Hey, I don't sit around looking for doppelgangers. I don't know who the hell you're talking about. On ESPN, the Ocho, on the 8, I don't know.
Dan Orlovsky switched his vote. I see you two looking pretty similar.
Me and a white guy? Right. Yeah, I think I got him by I don't even know how many shades. The other end of the spectrum. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break when we come back. I'll get some more of your calls. Hopefully some good ones. We'll talk about the Lakers. We got to talk about Shedeur Sanders. We got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.